I'm Hilary McCarthy and I am Vice Chair and Communications Manager.
This festival is worth a massive chunk to the local economy. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I suppose this year particularly, it being our 10th year, we have grown to such a pitch that it's the second busiest week of the year in Skull, and we reckon that its value is just about 2 million, maybe a little bit less than 2 million to the village.
On that, there's a lot of traders, a lot of businesses here getting involved this year. It's growing and growing.
It is, yeah, it really is. I think people can see how important it is to the village. Also the fact that it's in May. And we do one odd thing is we give the guests, obviously the guests don't get paid, they give their time freely, and what we do is we give them Skull vouchers or Skull money so that they can use it to, in the village, spend in any of the venues around the village, and you know that is worth quite a lot to the village too.
Do you get a lot of incoming visitors for the festival?
We do, we get maybe 35-40% of the visitors from far, a fair percentage from abroad, and obviously local trade as well, but an awful lot of people come down from Dublin, Belfast, Galway, from all over the country.
Would it be fair to say the Fastnet Film Festival is putting Cork on the map in terms of film?
It's kind of seems to have hit a mark with a lot of filmmakers. They just see it as, and it is truly their film festival. Each year they decide what will be in the programme for the following year. So I think they have a lot of ownership for it. And they come, they chat, they network, and they're the most amazing bunch of people. I mean, there's never any issues around town. It's always just a very good-willed bunch of people.
Tell me about some of the bigger names and unusual, I suppose, aspects of the festival taking place this year.
Well, we have a huge lineup. Last year we decided we'd keep it to maybe 60 guests, but it's grown and grown, and we're, I'd say, pushing 100 guests at this stage. But we have a few unusual things. We've got the stunt workshop with Peter Dillon. He's got these amazing lightsabers that he imported from the States that he's got kids' workshops and adult workshops, and it's choreography and filming of stunts, and I think that's going to be amazing. We have a Stories in Your Pocket filming workshop with Neil Layden, where participants will make a 3-minute short film around town over 3 hours, and they'll edit it and the whole lot, which I think it'll be fantastic for them. We also have Jerry Stembridge is making a short silent film for us based on our 10 years, and that'll be screened at the awards ceremony. I'd say there'll be a bit of comedy in that. So also we've some amazing features. We've got 16 features and some very current features which we're delighted with. We've Black 47. Lance Daly will be in Q&A with Brendan Moksuvna and Greg Dyke, and they're going to focus a little bit on the famine, because obviously Black 47 is the first feature film ever to be made on the Irish famine.
And it's year 10, 10th year of the festival. You know, when it initially started out, did you envisage it getting this big?
Absolutely not. We keep sitting back and being amazed by what's happened. We just look and we say, oh my God, it's the first year that we actually aren't running around with sweeping brushes, putting out chairs, mopping floors, putting up posters. There's so many people helping us this year. A lot of local volunteers. We've a lot of volunteers from UCC and from Skull Community College. So there's a great buzz, even though the festival hasn't started. There seem to be hundreds of people running around town like little ants getting everything ready.
If people want to find out a little bit more, where can they go?
If they have a look at the website, www.fastnetfilmfestival.com, or, you know, check out Facebook. There's a lot of them on Facebook as well.
So I'm Katarina Runsky, and I have got two businesses in town. One is Anna B's Bookshop, and the other one is Grove House Restaurant with rooms.
The Fastnet Film Festival has grown from strength to strength over the last 10 years. What has the bounce been like for a trader like yourself?
Like, having been sort of around from the very start of it all, it certainly has gone from strength to strength. And it's, I see, for instance, people that might come down with a film or whatever, how they come back at another time of the year. Not necessarily during, you know, during the film festival, they might just come down because they're here, you know, professionally kind of thing. But then they fall in love with the place. And I am telling you, loads and loads and loads and loads of people do come back other times of the year, stay, eat, whatever.
It's giving people a taste of West Cork and a taste of Skull. And obviously
absolutely,
there will be, as well as that knock-on effect will be felt in towns like, I would imagine, Skibbereen, Ballydehob.
Oh, absolutely. Of course, you always, you know, it's like a little bit like when I've had big weddings up at Grove House. I mean, the bounce off effect is huge. So I can just speak from my own experience. And it's the same thing that clearly, you know, and even if perhaps film people won't go in and buy flowers, say, but, you know, it will generate business one way or the other. So it's a great thing, and it creates a great buzz. And yeah, it's a great thing.
It's worth around 2 million euro to the local economy. Would you be hoping it would grow over the coming years?
Well, I suppose at this point, the festival is so established that it can only grow. That's, you know, my business mind telling me that I can only see it grow. Because when things become established, you kind of have a clientele already. Like, it's a little bit like I look at my businesses, you know, like with the restaurant. It takes a few years, but then when you're established, you will get people that come back every year, plus it will grow. So, yes.
Katerina, you're having some reading sessions here in the bookshop. Can you tell me a little bit about that and who will be asking?
So, yes, the first one I have got is a girl called Elizabeth Murray, who, funnily enough, well, she's written now four books. She's writing her fifth as we speak. She actually came to Skull and lives in Skull because of Grove House. She came to stay as a writer in the writer's retreat that I do in the winter. And on the last night, she'd been sitting writing. I said, really, Elizabeth, I mean, she's a young thing. I said, you have to get out of this room. So I literally kicked her out. She went down to Hackett's and met her future husband. It's like a Maeve Binchy novel in itself. So Elizabeth now lives here, happily married, and she is doing readings from her short stories, which is more grown-up stuff rather than her kiddie stuff. And then I have got Pat McCabe. So, for, you know, everyone knows that he wrote The Butcher Boy, and his new book called Heartland, and he's going to have a read and a chat about that. He's very funny. I mean, he is hilarious, and he always sort of draws a crowd. He really is an entertainer in that, you know, way. And then we have a guy called Jeremy Massey, who wrote a book called The Last 4 Days of Paddy Buckley, who is about a funeral home in Dublin, and it is a very, very funny book. Jeremy, very clever writer, and he's also writing sort of a script now and another book. So we have great hopes for Jeremy, and he is living in Ballyhob now. So he is also going to do a bit of reading from his latest book. And yeah, I think it's great for the village. Certainly, having seen it just grow and grow in a kind of a solid way. And I think that it's very important. And again, I'm speaking as a businesswoman. When things take their little time to grow, they become more solid. And I think that that's what I can see with the film festival, that it has now become solid. And solid will last.
My name's Kevin McGowan. I work in Broslin Centre here in Skull. I've grown up here.
And you are involved in the film festival yourself.
Yeah, I do what I can when I can. If I'm not working or if I'm around, I try and get involved.
But you have an interest in film anyway. You've studied a bit of it. From that perspective, is this festival massively on the map for people who are studying film or who are involved in film? Is it something that they want to get involved in?
Yeah, like I know that the film festival itself has a program with UCC, so the third or fourth year film students come down and they actually showcase their college work and stuff as an end of year piece, and they get to meet other people that come down. I've met a few people come from Australia, New Zealand, essentially the other side of the world, just to come to this.
Kevin, is it something that is a boost to the likes of Centre here?
It does get fairly busy, both during the day, any time of the day it gets very busy because you never know as to when people will be coming in and out. And
it attracts people into the town.
Yeah.
As a destination for a film festival, it's quite unusual. So
yes.
that has its perks too.
Yeah, we're approximately an hour and a half from the city, so it's not too much of a trek, but people often just come down to do photography and get a look at the views and stuff. Like, there's a lot of islands and stuff that people go out to. And
do you think, Kevin, that for the likes of, you know, other traders in the town, you know, small businesses, it's keeping all them going as well. It's giving people a reason to come on the Wild Atlantic Way and stay down here or maybe visit again.
Yes. Like, I find that the film festival do work alongside some of the businesses. They try and promote each one essentially all year round. Everybody needs to be working together.
Because it promotes community spirit.
Yes. Yeah. And nearly everyone knows everyone anyway. So one way to meet people and people who would have the same interest, you'd meet young people, old people, people of all ages that want to do something
I've heard that a lot of places are doing Airbnb this year just because there's a massive influx of people coming. You know, is that true?
Yeah, it's generally come May to September, October. It's hard to find accommodation anyway. So a lot of people would have holiday homes or whatever that they wouldn't be necessarily around this time of the year for, that they'd just put it up to rent out. Like, I know that there's a house next door to mine pretty much just finished being built and it's supposed to be rented out for this week.
My name is Bridie Dalton, and myself and my husband John, we own TJ Newman's Corner House Pub and Newman's West Cafe and Wine Bar on the main street.
The Fastnet Film Festival, in its 10th year now, have you seen a bounce from it over the last couple of years?
Oh, hugely. I mean, it's more than a bounce. It's like a huge leap, really, you know, in terms of the business that it brings in. It was started off on a weekend where there wouldn't have been anything happening in terms, you know, it was just the last weekend in May. And now, after Calves Week, it's the second biggest weekend of the year for us in terms of business. So much business now is all around events, and you need to, you know, people aren't just going out to the pub anymore, or whatever, having a drink. It's all about things being on for them, entertainment. And as I said, having events for people to get out and, you know, have a good time. And I suppose the festival is fantastic because it brings an element of visitor to Skull that wouldn't come ordinarily. So there are people who, you know, obviously Skull would have been famous for sailing and things over the years, whereas this is cultural, it's arts, and the people come here now for the festival and they also then come back again to visit because it wouldn't have been a place that would have been on their kind of radar. But the festival just, you know, it went from nothing to creating a complete, you know, great long weekend that brings people. It's accommodation, food, drink. They buy souvenirs, presents, you know, shop. It's really great, yeah.
In terms of Skull itself, it's putting Skull on the map as well.
I suppose, you know, obviously it's a Fastnet Film Festival, but, you know, the Fastnet Rock, and, you know, that's associated with Skull now. And it has, you know, there's the celebrities that have come year after year. You know, they would be, well, you know, they're world-renowned artists, you know, filmmakers or whatever. And, yeah, it's, you know, you can see on, you know, national radio, international newspapers, it's becoming very famous, yeah.
And, Bridie, I suppose what it's doing as well is opening up West Cork, Skull, obviously, but West Cork as well, to filmmakers as a potential place to film.
Yeah, that's true, and not just potential, because we've actually had three or four feature films that have been made down here since the Fastnet Film Festival started up, and I think you could say that they all came directly from, as a result of the festival being here. Yeah, it totally, I mean, now people in that business in Dublin or whatever, or Cork, wherever they're making, you know, where the decisions are being made about where we're going to shoot the next movie, they're aware of Skull and West Cork now in a way that they wouldn't have been in the past.
Here itself in the pub, you know, do you find that, you know, it gives you a bit of a boost even during the week and at the weekend of this?
Yeah, it certainly does. And again, you know, when it started off, it was 2 or 3 days. Now, really, you get about a week out of it in terms of business. And I suppose what's really exciting now is the fact that the Film Centre has started, and I guess the hope would be, and I'm sure for the, you know, for the festival committee as well, is that, you know, more things would happen throughout the year, not just for the actual week of the festival itself. So there'd be workshops and screenings and everything, and, you know, that a little mini industry almost would be created up there, which would be amazing. Yeah.